Kim B. Clark became the 15th president of Brigham Young University, Idaho, in August 2005, during the April 2007 General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was sustained a member of the Fifth Quorum of the 70. Elder and Sister Clark are the parents of 7 children, and currently they have 12 grandchildren.
Let me just say for all of us, thank you for that beautiful music. Welcome to the beginning of the new semester, and welcome to devotional. Thank you for coming today. We acknowledge that many of you are gathered in the overflow locations where we can't see you. In about 18 months, we will be gathering for the first time in our new auditorium, where we will all fit in the same location. That is a great blessing coming into our lives. Thank you for coming prepared, dressed up, with your scriptures in hand. I hope you will keep a devotional notebook. Not necessarily to outline or capture everything the speaker says, but to write down your impressions as you listen. You will be taught by the Spirit. These notes can be a guide to you to help you know what the Lord wants you to do. The mission of BYU Idaho is to help you become disciples of Jesus Christ while you prepare to become leaders in your families, at church, and in your careers. Jesus Christ taught that the pathway of discipleship requires much more than just believing in him. He said, "Blessed are all they who believe in me and come down in the depths of humility and be baptized, for they shall be visited with fire and with the Holy Ghost, and they shall receive a remission of their sins." Then, using what we refer to as the Beatitudes, he taught how we are to do that. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. And blessed are they who are persecuted for my name's sake, for they shall have great joy and be exceedingly glad, for great shall be their reward in heaven." I like to think of the first 4 attributes listed here as attributes that prepare us for receiving the Holy Ghost. Being poor in spirit, we come to Christ mourning that we lack what he has to offer. In meekness, we hunger and thirst for it and are baptized and receive the Holy Ghost. And then with the gifts we receive through the ministry of the Holy Ghost, we become merciful. Loving with a pure heart, we become peacemakers and defenders of the kingdom, not backing down when reviled and persecuted. With all of this, our Savior gives us an assignment and a caution. Here is the assignment. "I give unto you to be the salt of the earth and the light of this people." And here is the caution. "But if the salt shall lose its savor, wherewith shall the earth be salted? Do men light a candle and put it under a bushel? Nay, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Therefore, let your light so shine before this people that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." With this in mind, we come to devotional with our candles on a candlestick, sharing our light with each other. If we come meekly, the ministry of the Holy Ghost will inspire us, and we will be renewed in our covenant to bear one another's burdens, to comfort those in need, and to stand as witnesses of God. We will leave and serve him and keep his commandments. Come every week and bring those around you who might think they are too tired or too busy. Hold your candlestick high and light the way to devotional for them. Now, President Clark has prepared a wonderful message for you today. I pray that you will listen with the Spirit and receive personal guidance for your lives. I testify that Heavenly Father loves you and desires to bless you in this way. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.